The Rising Figures of the Blockchain Universe 2022, an inside look at crypto events and the women driving the industry, by Brittany Mediterran. Fresh off a plane to Mexico, I walked into a house of 26 women who had spent the last 48 hours together preparing to compete. These weren't just any women. These women had swam upstream in a man's world and had no intentions of slowing down. These women were strong, tenacious, confident, friendly, and so welcoming to a newcomer like me. A newcomer who wasn't sure exactly how a hackathon worked. Were we going to break something? During a hackathon, you hack or innovate at a marathon pace. Our hacker house included women developers at Fortune 500 companies, Ivy League computer science graduates, and directors of blockchain at financial institutions. This felt like the culmination of 2 years of exploration into the cryptocurrency and blockchain world, also known as Web3. Through a partnership between BlueDAO and Polygon, these 27 women were sponsored to compete for over $150,000 in prizes at ETH Global in Mexico City. Vitalik Buterin, co-founder of Ethereum, would even be speaking live in a masterclass on future uses of the protocol. There are a lot of different niches in Web3. They are similar and different at the same time. It's similar to the electronics industry, where you find home theater, pro AV, security, and retail all sharing many of the same vendors and technologies, with minimal event attendee crossover. In cryptocurrency, events are either protocol-based, i.e. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Near, etc., or sector-based. Decentralized finance, NFTs, metaverse, regenerative finance, decentralized autonomous organizations, gaming, and more. Many of these events include a hackathon or have many co-located hackathons. At all of these events, you will find developers, founders, venture capitalists, retail investors, Fortune 500 companies, NFT artists, lawyers, accountants, people dressed up in costumes, and so much more. The balance of these attendee types relies on the niche of the conference or event, and they each have their space to shine. ETH Global was about innovation on the Ethereum platform. More specifically, how we plan to innovate and onboard the next billion users to the Ethereum blockchain. As hackathon participants, we were there to form teams, learn new protocols, build an app, compete for bounties or prize money, tweak, fix, change, pitch, and pitch again in just 38 hours. So why was I there? Because I had spent 2 years doing just about everything to understand this blockchain, cryptocurrency, NFT space that you hear about in the media, and curiosity got the best of me. I had gained early exposure to crypto through college friends, but maintained healthy skepticism and a duffel bag full of misconceptions. Eventually, 2020 came along, and we all found ourselves sitting with more downtime than we knew what to do with. Alongside endeavors to earn a degree in YouTube gardening, I started exploring the blockchain space. I can attest both interests have withstood the test of time. My first crypto event was Miami Crypto Experience in 2021. This event was lighthearted, NFT-focused, and much like you might imagine, a crypto event. Luxury cars were raffled and workshops offered on how to create your very own NFT. Although I ultimately left that event yet to be convinced that the industry knew what it wanted to be when it grew up, it was there that I realized just how welcoming the people in Web3 are. It is truly unbelievable. The night before the conference, I unknowingly bumped into NFT crypto influencers Ken Bozak, Miss Teen Crypto, Miggy Crypto, and their cohort, who welcomed me into their evening's adventures and spent the night answering my many, many questions on what the heck an NFT actually was. Fast forward to 2022, I found myself walking the venues of ETH Denver. More established than Miami Crypto Experience, this event touted its very own Buffalo Unicorn mascot, event currency, Spork, adjacent Deadmau5 performance, and incredible support from the Colorado government. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before, something akin to a well-established Gen Z science fair sprawling through downtown Denver. A street filled with food trucks fulfilled orders for eager event attendees, and amazingly, this food and the vast offerings inside were included gratis with attendance, which was actually complimentary upon accepted application. Again, I was welcomed warmly by the Web3 community. New and existing friendships with team members of Theo Protocol, KeepKey, Shapeshift DAO, Mandala, and Simple DeFi allowed me to roam alongside knowledgeable crypto folk and absorb. Once again, I found myself asking many, many questions. After ETH Denver, I was officially confused about cryptocurrency's journey as an industry, albeit interested like never before. ETH Denver was a momentous stop on my Web3 journey because for the first time, I spied a group of women roaming a crypto conference together. There were actually two groups. I took to Instagram to find out what they were about. I learned that they were the relatively new women's organizations, HerDAO and BlueDAO. DAO is a Web3 term for decentralized autonomous organization, i.e. an organization run through a common mission statement and coded smart contracts. Their grounds for existence, benefits, risks, and future applications are an article of its own. For today, we will leave it at a DAO is an organization. I instantly joined both groups on their preferred chat apps, Discord and Telegram. Several months later, I found myself riding scooters through the streets of Austin with five friends from ETH Denver. They were riding along to escort me to HerDAO's women's event during Consensus, a crypto conference in Texas. Much like being dropped off at an after-school program, they patiently waited at the adjacent restaurant as I timidly walked into a room full of ultra-smart women. I left that event inspired and excited. Upon leaving, I committed to finding a place to participate within Web3's female world. I wanted to contribute to this mission of making Web3 accessible and inviting for all. This August, there was an announcement posted by both DAOs. They were opening applications for women to compete in Mexico at ETH Global. A moment of imposter syndrome and hesitation passed, and then I filled out the applications. What was the worst that could happen? 3 weeks later, I was smiling ear to ear on the ETH Mexico stage with BlueDAO as we celebrated a slew of awards and prizes amongst the teams. Through a partnership with Polygon, BlueDAO flew 27 women from around the world to Mexico City. This was an unprecedented amount of female competitors for any prior event. This accolade can be directly contributed to both BlueDAO and HerDAO's efforts. Electronics, finance, art, transactions, verifications, and so much more will ultimately evolve with the continued innovations of blockchain technology. Buzzwords like NFT will be replaced with less provoking words like digital certificate and mobile validation, masking the underlying blockchain technology for the end consumer. What clearly won't change? The tenacity of the females in this space that are working nights and weekends to make sure that every single woman and girl has the opportunity to thrive in the blockchain universe.